Sometimes we need to have a document notarized, and gee, where to do that? Do I really have to leave the house and go to some office, bank, or whatever? Guess what, folks? There's an app for that. It's called Notarize, and Pat Kinzel is joining us on Talking Tech to tell us all about it.
Yeah, so Notarize is the first platform that empowers anyone to sign or notarize a document online. And it works exactly like you might think. You pull out your phone or you sign in online and you connect over video and you get a legally notarized document in minutes.
Okay, and so you're basically using the webcam to show the signature?
Well, it's more than just the signature. So we do use the webcam. What we do is we create a live face-to-face phone call between the customer and the notary, and then you've got a rich real-time view of a document. And so in real time, you're signing it, they're signing it, they're applying a seal and stamp in the same fashion they would in person, just online. They're watching you do that, you know, both you as the person physically and the document. And then when they tamper seal it at the end, it's done and you've got a PDF.
In today's digital world, tell us what are we notarizing? I'm remembering real estate documents and things like that. You tell me.
Yeah, certainly real estate documents. It's hard to get an estimate. No one really knows. But the National Notary Association, you know, they believe there's about 1.25 billion notarized documents in the United States every year. And they touch really every industry and every sector. So it's, you know, in private wealth, it's powers of attorney and beneficiary forms. It's standard commercial agreements. It's small business lending. It's authorizing your child to travel without you. It's, you know, healthcare forms. It's real estate, certainly, for sure. So they really touch every part of the economy and then people's everyday lives as well.
And even in a digital world, notary is not going away?
We certainly don't think so. You know, the reason why you get a document notarized, there are three. It's to ensure the person's properly identified, signing under their own free will, and then it can be independently verified after the fact. And really, it's that second charge, signing under your own free will. And a lot of the legal standing around a notarization is rooted in that.
And if I read your fact correctly, it's $25 to get a document notarized?
Yeah, that's our retail pricing. And then for businesses, we sell subscriptions. And then we have, you know, various business models, in some cases, a platform fee, in other cases, pricing discounts. And then in real estate, those are more complicated transactions. So we do charge a bit more.
Okay. And if people listening want to use it, they go to the App Store and download the app?
Yeah, you go to the App Store on either, you know, your iPhone or Android device. We've actually been featured by both Apple and Google as one of the best new apps in the country. And then also from your computer, if you just go to notarize.com, you can upload a document and we're online 24/7.
All right. Pat Kinzel from Notarize, thanks so much for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please rate and review the show and subscribe wherever you listen to online podcasts. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.